The Thanksgiving turkey hasn't been stuffed yet, but the frenzy of Christmas shopping has begun with the annual blizzard of tinsel and glitz. Stroll into your local CVS and you're greeted by shelves festooned with overstuffed Santa Claus figures. Christmas decorations deck the retail halls the day after Halloween or even before. It's as if Thanksgiving doesn't exist. Christmas creep starts earlier every year. Next week, more retailers than ever are opening their seasonal shopping doors before the Thanksgiving table has even been set, never mind cleared. Among the chain stores feasting on their workers' and customers' family time are a litany of corporate suspects, including Walmart, Kohl's, JCPenney, Sears, CVS, Target, Macy's, Best Buy, and Kmart, which is opening stores at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving. Where are the family values conservatives and Fox News anchors to complain about this intrusion on this most family-centric of all holidays? The celebration of food, family, and freedom from want has a special resonance here in New England, birthplace of our nation. Thanksgiving harkens back to the beginnings of the Pilgrim settlement of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, when the nation's first Thanksgiving feast was held by a hardy band of people who survived a treacherous voyage across an ocean and the privations that greeted them once they landed. Nowadays, the premature shopping start by predatory profits-over-people retailers fall mostly on lower-paid workers, many of whom make little more than the minimum wage. Once again, in a society riven by inequality and the growing chasm between the haves, the have-nots, and the have-mores, it's the bottom rung of workers who must sacrifice. It's bad enough that these retail chains pay their workers so little that the rest of the taxpayers subsidize their big-box profits by picking up the tab for the Medicaid and food stamp benefits that low-wage employees need to make ends meet. Maybe it's time to fight back by patronizing stores that refuse to open on Thanksgiving, including Costco, Patagonia, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, Nordstrom, American Girl, Barnes & Noble, and the Burlington Coat Factory. Christmas is in no danger of being overlooked. All large retailers are shuttered on Christmas, a Christian holiday celebrating the birth of the Christ child. Tinsel, decorated trees, and creches are all allowed on government property so long as the display mixes Christian and secular holiday symbols. Rhode Islanders are luckier than most other Americans on Thanksgiving Day. Our state is one of the few that bars retailers and supermarkets from opening on Thanksgiving. Back in the 1970s, Rhode Island labor leaders successfully lobbied the General Assembly to enact this law. Quote, "We saw the Christmas creep trend and decided let's have a family day on Thanksgiving," recalls George Nee, president of the Rhode Island AFL-CIO. Quote, "It's something we've never given an inch on," says Nee, unquote. Maybe other states should think about following our lead. Rhode Islanders have another opportunity to show the true spirit of Thanksgiving. That's to blunt the shopping madness next week on Black Friday by contributing to the Buy Nothing Winter Coat Exchange. You can drop off old coats at 14 sites around the state that will be given to the poor who need them. Once again, the Coat Exchange will host a large site on the south lawn of the State House in the shadow of the Providence Place Mall.